Flash Black Radio is trying to approach health and well-being from a holistic point of view, so we're not just looking at it from the perspective of what you're consuming as far as your diet. We want to make sure that your finances are healthy. We want to make sure that your relationships are healthy. We want to make sure that you are healthy psychologically, physically, spiritually. If it affects the community, we need to talk about it. Finances, let's talk about it. Social issues of the day, let's talk about it. Relationships, let's talk about it. Career paths, how we can better ourselves, how we can better positions for our family, how we can make positions for our families. Let's talk about it. Let's stop beating around the bush and let's get in. Let's get active. Let's get involved. Your diet isn't just what you consume physically. It's what you consume mentally, the conversations you participate in, what you watch on TV, what you listen to on the radio. All of this is a part of your diet, and all of this has an impact on your health and your well-being. Flash Black is a new perspective for a multicolored collective. You are now listening to Flash
Black. You are now listening to Flash Black Radio.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Culture Shock on Flash Black Radio, and I am Da Vinci Parks, aka Lee Bennett III. And this is a brief crash course in credit scores. So I just wanted to take a couple of moments and talk to you about the importance of credit scores, give you a little bit of background information on what credit scores are, why they are important, why you need to focus on making sure that yours are solid. And if they aren't, to make sure that you take the necessary steps to getting your credit scores in the right place and moving them in the right direction. Okay? So this is not going to be as long as the typical financial health and wellness podcast, but I want to make sure that I still at the same time give you good information. So without any further ado, we're just going to jump right in. Okay, first and foremost, a FICO score is short for Fair Isaac Corporation. So FICO, Fair Isaac Corporation, develops these scores or these algorithms that are essentially data points that are run and captured to track your creditworthiness. So let me put that a different way. In other words, your mortgage, your car loan, cell phone, credit card transactions, along with many other day-to-day transactions are monitored, they're weighed, and scored in order to let future lenders have an idea of how good your word is when it comes to honoring your debts. And there are three major credit bureaus that track your financial history. That's Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Now, each of the three bureaus views the data points that are collected via FICO algorithms slightly differently. So even though they might have identical information across the board regarding you, each credit score can still be different. And that's the point I want you to understand right off the bat. There are three credit scores that you have. If you watch a lot of these commercials, people will say that my credit score is this, or I have a this credit score, and that's great. But there are two other credit scores that you have to consider. You don't want to just focus on one. You have to be aware of all three credit scores and what those three credit scores are. These credit scores are used to determine whether or not you can acquire a new line of credit, such as financing a car or getting a cell phone or buying or refinancing a house, and how much interest, if applicable, will be associated with any loan you apply for. The range for your FICO score is going to be from 350 to 850. Okay, but there are blocks within those ranges, the range of 350 to 850, that lenders typically use to categorize what type of credit score you have when they're looking at it. So, for example, 580 and lower is considered bad. This is pretty much across the board. 581 to 640 to maybe 660, depending upon who's looking at it, is considered fair. 641 or 661 to 719 is considered good, and 720 and up is considered excellent. Now, there's something that I want to point out. These ranges are not absolute. So some lenders might not view a 643 credit score as fair. You might need to get up to a 663 for it to be viewed as fair. But there's always a safe bet in assuming that anything above a 720 will be looked at favorably. Now, to be honest with you, when I was in mortgages, I did not see any credit scores that were 350 or even 380. The lowest that I can recall was somewhere in the ballpark of a 423, which is extremely bad. Let's be honest. 423 credit score is not good at all. But again, I don't know if it's possible to actually get down to a 350. This is just the range that they give you. On the other hand, I've never seen an 850 before. The highest credit score that I saw as a mid score was about 802, 803, maybe slightly higher. And that is phenomenal. If you're doing anything near or above 800, your credit score is immaculate. Anybody who has an 800, you have the right to go into an institution and have more of a bargaining chip because you can go anywhere and get a loan. Essentially, lenders want to do business with you, but before they do business with you, they have to understand who they're dealing with. So if you have a higher credit score, they have a belief that you are an honorable person when it comes to handling your debts, that you take your debt seriously. If you have a lower credit score, then they don't believe that you value your debts or you honor your debts. And again, essentially, all the credit score is going to be is your name. What is your name? You can say your name when you go into an institution. I am so-and-so. But when they pull your credit, that is what your name is. So that's why it's important for you to honor your credit scores and honor your debts. You want to be like a Lannister from the Game of Thrones, and the Lannisters always pay their debts, right? Okay. If people don't watch Game of Thrones, that's completely over their head. All right. Okay. So again, this is your lender's first impression of you. Okay. So if they've never met you, you go in there from off the street. If they see a 540 FICO score, it says to the lender that you may not honor your debts and they may not want to extend you credit. Now, if they do decide to extend you credit, they're going to likely do so at a higher interest rate than someone who has proven track records of honoring their debts. Okay, in layman's terms, when you go into a lender and you're looking to buy a house, and say you have a 625 mid-score, now they might want to do business with you, but they might offer you an interest rate associated with that loan 1% higher than somebody who has a 723 credit score. That's just the cost of doing business. So your credit essentially has a very big role in terms of how you have loans extended to you and at what interest rate, and if you have a loan extended to you. That's why you see some places say, oh, you don't need to have credit, you just need to have a job. And those places typically have astronomical interest rates associated with their loans, somewhere upwards of 18%, sometimes up to 24%. And those are the type of loans you want to stay away from. How do you stay away from those loans and those interest rates? You make sure that you pay your debts on time. Do your best to always pay your debts on time. If you can't pay your debts on time, talk to the lender. Become their best friend. Let them know, hey, this is what's going on with me. I'm trying to work this out. Is there any way that, you know, and, you know, I can't guarantee that that's going to help, but it may. You never know. If you need to go and get FaceTime with somebody and let them know, hey, this is what's going on with me right now. I'm running through a rough patch. As you see that I've paid this consistently on time, and that may or may not help you. I don't know, but it's your name basically. So you don't want to let things, you know, about you in these streets, as some people say. You don't want people to talk bad about you in the streets. Well, you know, in the banking industry, your FICO score is the streets. You don't want people talking bad about your name. You need to make sure that people respect your name like Birdman, right? I'm just on a different level right now. I apologize. Okay. So, okay. Some of the things that affect your credit score or your FICO score. High balances on loans and lines of credit affect your credit score. So you want to keep your balances at 30% or lower on loans. So for example, if you have $1,000 that's been extended to you in a line of credit and you've extended that $1,000 fully, that means you've taken out that entire $1,000 and that's what you owe. then that could have a more negative impact on your credit score because you've exceeded that 30% threshold. Now, if you kept that threshold at $300 on that $1,000 line of credit, then it's going to reflect more positively. Now, here's the thing. I mentioned earlier that there are weights to credit score. So if you have one line of credit and that's $1,000, that could look bad, right? Potentially. But if you have multiple lines of credit and that's just a smaller line of credit versus, you know, you have a mortgage note that's at $200,000 and you pay that on a regular basis. You have a credit card line of credit that's extended to you and that's $10,000 and you have maybe $200 that you owe on it. All that weighs into it, right? And there's no specific Rosetta Stone that's going to let you know exactly what's going to be weighted where and how. But you just want to make sure that you want to keep your balance as low as possible on your lines of credit. You don't want to let things get too high on any one balance if you can help it. Too many lines of credit can have a negative impact on you, and too few in terms of lines of credit can also have a negative impact on you. Inquiries can have an impact on you. Now, what an inquiry is if you go and ask somebody for a line of credit. So you go to Sears because you need a new washer and dryer, or you go to a jewelry store because you're thinking about getting married and you want to open up a line of credit. You don't have all the cash on you. They can basically put in an inquiry to pull your line of credit or to pull your credit history to see if you're credit worthy. And when they do so, that is a hard credit pull or a hard inquiry. And that hard inquiry goes on your record. Now, soft inquiry is if you're doing it yourself, you're pulling your own credit, you don't get penalized for pulling your own credit. So when a hard inquiry happens, it can pull your credit score down. Now, one hard inquiry can pull it down a couple points and can pull it down 10 points and can pull it down 20 points. There again, it's no set number, unfortunately. It's really weird because I feel in some regards, if you're trying to do something, like if I'm just trying to turn on my gas, you know, I moved into a new place and I'm turning on my gas, I don't think I should be penalized for somebody looking into my credit history. But again, it can weigh on it. So you want to simply keep your inquiries down within a certain period of time. So if you have within a 2-year period, more than 4 inquiries, and can start to have more of a negative impact on you. So you want to keep it under 4. If you can keep it under 2, even better. If you're looking for a loan for a mortgage, or you're looking for a loan for a car, I believe. I'm almost certain it's the same with cars, but I know when you're looking at mortgages, it counts one inquiry for mortgages over a 30-day period. So that makes a little more sense. Basically, it's saying, if I'm going to try to find a lender to extend me a loan, I have the right to go and look at multiple lenders. Now, if I'm looking for the same purpose, I should not be penalized for shopping around. You shouldn't be. So that's not going to impact you, right? But if you go outside of that 30-day period, it could. So these are just things to keep in mind when it comes to having your credit pulled, things that you might want to be aware of. Now, also to consider, when you're applying for a home loan, what lenders look for is a mid-score. What a mid-score is, they're going to do a tri-merge credit report, okay? They're going to pull all 3 credit scores and your history. And what they're going to do is they're going to look at the middle credit score. So hypothetically speaking, you could have a phenomenal credit score. Maybe you have like a 790 for one of your credit scores. Say your Equifax is 790. And you have a TransUnion that maybe is lagging behind, and that TransUnion's maybe is 694. But your Experian says 719. They're going to go with that Experian score. That's your mid score, okay? And that's the reason why it's important to be mindful that you have 3 credit scores, and those 3 credit scores can play at any given time, because a creditor does not always report to all 3 bureaus. Sometimes a creditor, depending upon who they are, only reports to 1 or 2. So, you know, that's something to keep in mind. Like, you know, you might have a bunch of information that's on TransUnion that's not on Equifax and vice versa. Or you might have a lender or a creditor that only reports to Experian. It's completely possible. So that's why you need to be mindful at all times of who's reporting what, and you need to check your credit at least once a year. Now, I would say it's probably more beneficial to check your credit quarterly, but you know, you want to check it at least once a year or twice a year. It would be even better and more advisable. And the reason why, all the information that's on your credit report is not necessarily going to be accurate. All of the information on your credit report is not necessarily going to be associated directly with you. And if that is the case, you have a right to dispute that with each credit bureau. So TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian have dispute addresses and lines that you can contact. And this is not necessarily a fast process. A lot of times it's going to take some work and dedication just so you know ahead of time. But again, this is your name. So if somebody's putting something on your name other than respect, then you need to get on it. And you need to make sure that you address it. Okay? Because a parent's information can wind up on a child's credit report, especially if they share a line of credit at any given point in time. So if a credit card was opened up in the parent's name so that the child can have access to it, that can wind up on a child's credit report and be tied to it. Job information or job addresses can be listed as home addresses and vice versa. A former spouse or a current spouse can wind up on your credit report. A complete stranger could have your name and they can wind up on your credit report. Or somebody could be stealing your name and then doing things in your name with your credit. So these are just a few of the reasons why you need to be aware of why you need to pull your credit on a regular basis. Okay, so there's a way that you can pull your credit report for free at least once a year. Actually, once a year. And that is through annualcreditreport.com. And that's all three bureaus got together and they did an initiative where you can pull your credit for free and you can get your scores if you go to annualcreditreport.com. So in or around your birthday, maybe pull your credit report. If that's too far down the window, maybe your birthday just passed, pull it now. But you know, you can pull it whenever. I'm just saying so you can remember when to pull it. You can remember when is a good time to pull your credit report. That way you don't forget. There are other places you can go to. LifeLock, for example, if you get their service, does allow you to pull your credit and your credit scores once a year for free. And it allows you to monitor one of the bureaus. I can't remember which one, but it refreshes like on the 18th or 19th, you get the new and updated credit score. And you just want to be mindful of what's going on with your credit scores. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times when you go to places, they say that you can get your credit for free. Like I don't know all of the fancy names and advertisements, but a lot of times you can get your credit free, but they want you to pay extra for something, or they want you to pay for a monthly service, or they want you to pay extra for the credit scores. A lot of times they don't give you the credit scores. They give you the credit history. So be mindful of that when you're pulling your information. There are institutions and creditors like American Express, for example, that are making it so when you go online to use their service or pay their bills or whatever you do, you can also look at your credit score because they already have your social security number. So you can pull your credit score and look at that once a month. So there are also other institutions and entities out there that are starting to offer this as a part of their service at no additional charge. But the main thing is to just be aware of your credit score. Stay on top of it. If there are any issues or concerns with your credit score, you can talk to the creditor who reported it, and you can also talk to the reporting agency. Well, I thank you so much for listening. This is DaVinci Parks on Flash Black Radio. Peace.